From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. China's best-known human rights prisoner, Liu Xiaobo, died Thursday at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer that made his death as controversial as his life. Liu was a Nobel Peace Prize winner who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience, passed away at a hospital in Shenyang, China, where he'd been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. Liu's final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care and Beijing's refusal of a family request that he be transferred for treatment to the United States or Germany. Liu Xiaobo is survived by a son and his wife of 21 years, who was a staunch supporter of her husband. President Trump told reporters on Air Force One that the, quote, media witch hunt linking his 2016 presidential campaign to Russia is bad for the country. He says there's no collusion, there's no obstruction, there's no nothing. Trump accused Democrats of playing their card too hard on the Russia thing, he said, because people aren't believing it, especially in making accusations of treason. Trump spoke to reporters during a one-hour conversation on Air Force One as it flew to France. He defended face-to-face talks with the leader of Russia, whom he met last year in Germany, because of mutual interests concerning Syria and other geopolitical issues. He says, if you don't have dialogue, you have to be fools. Let's be the smart people, not the stupid people. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The man convicted of killing Kremlin critic and former Deputy Prime Minister Boris Nemtsov in 2015, Saur Dadiev, was sentenced to 20 years in prison by a Russian court on Thursday. The prosecutors had to ask for a life sentence for Dadiev. He and four accomplices were convicted. The four accomplices were given between 11 and 19 years. All five men were ethnic Chechens from Russia's volatile North Caucasus. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson left Qatar Thursday with little apparent progress in his shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending Qatar's diplomatic standoff with four Arab countries. He spoke with Qatari leaders after spending Wednesday in the Saudi Red Sea city of Jeddah, meeting with diplomats from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. Egyptian Coptic and Catholic churches have suspended all outside church activities for the rest of July because of security threats. That means all church-related travel and conferences will be canceled, and youth camps and outings are being cut short. Kenya is less than a month from nationwide voting, and the Electoral Commission remains under pressure, and the voter registry continues to spark debate and confusion. For VOA, Mohammed Youssef reports.
The audit firm KPMG, which was hired to clean the register, found 90,000 dead voters on the rolls and another 500,000 people who used wrong or inconsistent ID numbers. The electoral body says it has removed at least 88,000 dead voters from the list. The Electoral Commission and the opposition have been battling in the courts on matters dealing the cancellation of the presidential ballot papers by the High Court. The Electoral Commission is appealing that decision. The opposition is asking the court to rule on what means of ballot counting and transmitting the results should be used. In December, the Parliament passed a law allowing the IEBC to use manual voting and transmission in case the electronic technology fails. Political observers predict a close contest between the incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta and former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. Many hope the August 8th elections will be free, fair and credible to avoid violence similar to that in 2008. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The U.S. State Department is asking all countries to provide extensive data about their citizens wishing to travel to the United States to help American officials decide whether those citizens constitute a terrorist threat. Reuters News Service quoted a diplomatic cable Thursday that it says was sent a day earlier to all U.S. diplomatic posts. That's the news at this hour. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.